I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts. Never seen the sky so blue. The birds are singing, I got nothing to do. Hey, 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 hey. It's a sunny day. Sunny day now. My pocket's empty, my cupboard's bare. But call me illogical, I just don't care. Hey, 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 hey. It's just a sunny day. Hey, 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 it's a sunny day.
KSL Greenhouse. Information and great talk about your home, garden, and your lawn. If you love perennials, can't get enough help on landscape design, or just want to keep your lawn and vegetable garden pest-free, grab a pen. It's the KSL Greenhouse on KSL News Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us for the KSL Greenhouse. Maria Chalaos, Ton Bettis with you this morning. We are taking your calls at 801-575-8255. Our phone lines are open, and you can text us your questions at 57500. Ton, it's like we woke up this morning, it's 20 degrees cooler, and it feels like everyone just like lit a fire this morning. It's so smoky outside.
It is. Driving in, you saw that just really red sunrise, and I woke up this morning and it was below 60 degrees.
I know, it's kind of crazy.
It was. A little bit of, not really dew, but I could tell there was water sticking, water vapor sticking to my windshield until the car warmed up.
I love that crisp autumn air.
Yes. You know, going from 107.
Kind of a shock.
Yes, it is kind of a shock, but I think our normal weather patterns are finally moving back in.
And I think that's a good thing, as long as we can have a nice long fall so we can get caught up on everything that we haven't done in our yards.
Dave's whispering snow
Don't
in our
do
earphones.
It, Dave. It's going to hurt him. I'm not ready, and gardeners aren't ready either.
No, they're not.
Our tomatoes are loving it, though.
The cooler weather, they will be. You know, this 100-degree heat probably didn't do them any good, and I think we'll talk about that more in the 9 o'clock hour. You know, this hot weather, it's been a little surreal. I've received several calls from media outlets saying, we heard that there's apple problems because of the heat. Are they all falling off the trees? And then I'd get another call. Well, we heard that the pumpkins aren't going to ripen anymore because of the heat. And I mean, it's been not just people, but actual media outlets. And I've had to be very just like,
calm down.
All will be well. Don't worry. And
it's not the first time it's been hot.
No, I actually even called two or three farmers. You know, their pumpkin crops are just fine. We are going to have food and crops this fall. The only thing this recent heat did was slow things down a little bit as far as tomatoes go, if you still have tomatoes, which we'll cover later, but mm-hmm.
I think it's that we're just passionate about the things that we grow.
We are.
So we do get excited if we think things are not going to go our way.
Yeah, it was one of those Chicken Little, the sky is falling moments over the last couple of days. And
I'm glad the sky is not falling.
Yes, it is not.
Okay. This morning, I wanted to talk about lemon cucumber because I've been in Utah my whole life. And I understand that lemon cucumber is something that people grow, and I was just astounded to see the pictures of lemon cucumbers because they look more like gourds than cucumbers to me. So what's the deal? What are lemon cucumbers?
Lemon cucumbers are just a variety of cucumber that has a different colored skin and a slightly different shape.
Yeah, they're round.
They're more rounded, hence the yellow skin and the shape. They don't taste like lemons.
That's
they
good. They well, taste I love like lemons.
Yes.
Don't get me wrong, but
they taste like a really mild, like burpless cucumber, and so people grow them for their mild flavor. They will produce a little bit farther into the fall than some other varieties. Mm-hmm. But I think the main draw is just the mild flavor and the look of them as compared to the green average cucumber.
Well, just as I like to grow different types of tomatoes, I'm glad to hear about a different kind of cucumber that I can grow that looks different and might taste different in my salads.
Yes. And the main attraction is just that variety that it offers. Some people do prefer its flavor over the standard cucumber. It can be pickled just like a cucumber can be and used in the same way. But when you harvest them, they about the size of a lemon or a little bit bigger. And that's when you want to harvest them. You know, you like any cucumber, almost any, you don't want to let them get football size because then
the seeds are huge.
Yes,
too.
They are.
You have to take them out once they get that large.
But they're cute. And I won't, when I say
cute.
Dainty, they look a little bit more delicate than regular cucumbers. But when you slice them up, you use them the same way.
It's so funny. I laugh at the word cute because I don't always use that in a positive manner.
It's one of those bless his heart moments.
Right. Oh, Dave, he's really on one this morning. It's not winter yet, Dave. Christmas is not here yet, so calm down in there.
106 days.
106 days, he says.
Yes.
I don't know what to do about him. So, Ton. Cucumbers. We have talked about different varieties of cucumbers before, and you have told me that one of the best growing cucumbers here is what, the Armenian cucumber?
Yeah, it's when I say best, it's just it. My,
it's the best growing.
Well, my colleague, Dean Miner, mm-hmm. Who lives in Spanish Fork, we planted three of them, and he put up a trellis that's 10 or 12 feet long, and those three Armenian cucumbers have filled the entire trellis.
Wow.
And he picks a 5-gallon bucket of Armenian cucumbers mm-hmm. about three times a week. And so they're highly productive, but they taste just a little different. But the Armenians, I mean, there are a lot of kinds of cucumbers mm-hmm. out there, but the Armenian cucumbers are fine to let to get 6 inches to a foot long because their flavor doesn't, the seeds aren't mature and their flavor isn't impacted by letting them get bigger. And in fact, it's what you do with them. And so the Armenians seem to do a little bit better in heat and they will just grow. And he's been having to take his bucket loads of Armenian cucumbers to the food bank because he has so many, he can't use them.
Well, that's funny that you say that. I know that the cucumber crop this year has been really good. I mean, the tomato crop might not have been so great, but the cucumber crop has just been good because I have lots of people who've been able to give me cucumbers. I didn't grow cucumbers this year, and I've had plenty at my house.
Yes. So we have had good luck with the cucumbers. Now, if you want to grow a variety of cucumbers instead of just the standard green, you can grow English cucumbers. You can grow the Armenians. You can grow lemon cukes. There's several Japanese varieties that look different. And so the variety available isn't as broad as like heirloom tomatoes, but you can grow a whole assortment of cucumbers if you like to put them in salads or like to. I like to take cucumbers and get some balsamic vinegar with just a little bit of brown sugar and mix that up and soak the cucumbers in that for a couple of hours and then serve them. I guess you'd call it slightly pickled.
I have to say, I love cucumbers.
Yes.
And I like them. I love them slightly pickled, too. And you can even use, like, the rice vinegar is really good to soak them in rice vinegar. I have Japanese friends who do that, and they're delicious. And just, I like cucumbers just with salt and pepper. I don't need to have them in a salad.
Yeah, they are good almost any way you can prepare them. So, one of my favorite vegetables.
Does a lemon cucumber need any different treatment than a regular cucumber?
No, you grow it the exact same way.
Okay. And we're going to have an article up on the Greenhouse Facebook page?
We will. And it's more a little bit about the lemon cucumber and mm-hmm. then how to grow it. But if you look up Utah State University's Cucumbers in the Garden fact sheet, those practices will hold true for lemon cucumbers.
Okay. We need to take a break. We'll be back on the KSL Greenhouse. You can call us right now. Phone lines are open. 801-575-8255. You can also text us at 57500.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Thank you for spending your Saturday morning with the KSL Greenhouse. Maria Anton with you this morning. We are taking your calls, 801-575-8255. You can also text us at 57500. We have Bart on the line. Bart wants to talk about cucumbers this morning. Good morning, Bart. Are you there, Bart?
Yeah, I'm here.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, them lemon cucumbers. I've been growing them for years.
Yeah?
And I have never had a bitter one.
You've never had a bitter one?
Never,
I've had people complaining about bitter cucumbers.
Don't let them get much bigger than between a golf ball size and a lemon, a smaller lemon, because they get seedy.
Right.
Now, Ton, Armenian cucumbers genetically are melons.
Yes, they are.
And at the fair, we had to set up an entirely different category because they were entering those cucumbers, Armenians, and entering the big ones, and they blow everything else that was a cucumber off the table. So we had two categories, and it was Larry Sagers, I think, that brought this up and made this many years ago. So,
well, Armenian cucumbers, you can grow one long enough to beat somebody with it.
Well, I'll tell you the reason I don't like Armenians, because when I was a kid, my dad got the idea, somebody gave him some Armenian seed and he was going to get rich. So he planted the whole half acre into Armenian cucumbers, never had a tomato.
So
I refuse to eat Armenians. However, if you eat them when they're no longer than a foot long, they are very good.
Bart, we always appreciate hearing from you. Glad you're still gardening.
Okay, we're still sucking air out here.
All right.
It's smoky, but it's there.
I know. Thanks for your call this morning. That Bart, he's been gardening a long time.
He has. And those Armenian cucumbers, we had somebody call our office last year wanting to know if they can be pickled just like a normal cucumber, mm-hmm. because they had figured out that they were a cantaloupe that decided to repurpose itself into a cucumber. They don't taste like cantaloupes, but they taste like cucumbers. But we actually took quite a while, and we did figure out that they can be turned into pickles just like you would a regular cucumber. But I think a lot of times when people grow these alternative vegetables, they might have a bad experience the first time because they don't know what to do with it, because it's not the same as a standard cucumber.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Bart mentioning, don't let them get bigger than a lemon. You know, and these Armenians, even though they'll grow longer, don't let them get longer than a foot. You know, and so you have to have experience with them. And so if I'm growing something in a garden, I usually will tell people that if it's an alternative crop they've never grown, give it at least two chances, you know, and try different things with it, read up on it and see what you need to do. Because oftentimes your first year trying something, I will never call it a failure, but it's a trial period to learn how to do it. And so the next year you can have success.
My first year growing Brussels sprouts, the aphids ruined it for me. I don't think I could ever grow them again. I'm sorry.
Now, I'm not going to disparage the Brussels sprouts as far as flavor and things. I actually like them okay, even though I like to make fun of them. But, you know, the Brussels sprouts, one of their main downfalls in your garden is that they get aphids. And so you can try tenting them like with a low tunnel. And then with like a fabric over the top to keep the aphids out,
mm-hmm.
or, and I don't like to do this, you can actually treat them with a systemic when you plant them. And
just the thought of what
yes.
it was like, because they were just covered.
Yeah.
Like I can't do it again. It was like a nightmare.
Yeah, or you have to be out there a few days a week with something like horticultural soap.
Yeah, we know that's not happening in my life.
Yeah, so that's just one of the challenges with Brussels sprouts is that they are aphid magnets.
Yeah, I love them. I buy them. Okay. First texter wants to know, they want to cut a maple root heading under a cement patio. Will more roots grow at that cut versus one large root? Which is worse for them to do?
If the root isn't very wide, you know, if it's a large tree and it's 2 or 3 inches, they're probably okay. And I would cut it a few feet away from the edge of the driveway if they can.
Okay.
So what will happen, though, is at that point, right behind it, it may send out more roots, but that particular root won't be problematic, you know, for a number of years. Now, it's not to say that others won't surface. I think it's going to be a continual problem. Every few years, they'll be taking out some roots. And over time, let's say there were already a lot of roots under there and they went and severed them, that could be really problematic.
So this one root's not going to hurt the maple tree, though?
It shouldn't.
Okay.
As long as they just have the one.
Next listener would like to know how to trim azaleas.
So azaleas, it depends on the kind, because most azaleas bloom in the spring, and so you would prune them using renewal pruning. They can look that up online, but it's where you take about 20-25% of the branches out every year, and you just take the oldest branches out toward the base. And you do that right after they're done blooming in the spring. But some of the azaleas, the newer series, are what they call everbloomers, or kind of like roses, to where you'll get a flush of flowers every 3 or 4 weeks. Now, I'm sitting here talking about azaleas like we can actually really grow them here.
A plant that struggled for years. Yeah. Actually lost it this year. The heat finally did it in.
Yeah. So there are a few places on the Wasatch Front. The Farmington, parts of the Farmington Bench have granitic soil. And then there's areas in North Ogden that I've seen some. Now, man, was that bad grammar? I don't know.
Keep going.
Okay.
It's Saturday morning.
I'm glad my mom isn't listening. She'd put me in the corner. She's an English teacher. And I swear I saw that. No. I had to stop myself for a minute. Anyway, so these azaleas, there's a few little microclimates that have the right soil and a little bit of afternoon shade that you can grow them, but 99% of this cannot.
Next listener wants to know, what is the latest date you would plant a tree in Utah County? They live in Mapleton.
If you can dig a hole, you can plant a tree. So the fall is a great time to do it.
Yep.
And especially through September, because the tree will still root out. And it's almost like you get an extra season, so it establishes better in the spring.
Mm-hmm. Next listener wants to know what a fast-growing vine or a fast-growing tree. I think they want both of those things. Fast-growing vine, fast-growing tree that don't make a mess. Do they all make a mess?
Well, it's kind of one of those.
Be nice, huh?
Take your pick, you know, one or the other. So I'm it's a new gentler me.
Are you
morning.
Saying that the fast growing ones make more of a mess?
The faster growing the tree, the more of a mess it is. Mm. And it's just you take one with the other.
I see. Like, we'll start with the vine.
Love and marriage. Yes.
Fast growing vine, ivy, but you may not want to plant it.
For sun, Boston ivy or Virginia creeper, but they stick to everything. They literally calcium cement themselves into whatever they're growing on. And so do they drop a lot besides leaves? No, but they're incredibly aggressive. So, I mean, if you wanted, depending on the situation, a happy medium may be an American wisteria like Blue Moon. Mm-hmm. That one's more of a moderate grower. But with any vine, there's always going to be, I won't say challenges, but you need to be aware of what they do and plan accordingly. And so as far as trees go, I would stay away from willows and cottonwoods just because unless you get them next to a river or can deep water them once a week, there are a lot of problems. The happy medium for me would be maybe a fruitless mulberry tree or maybe something like a seedless box elder. There's one called Sensation that's decent, that they're not my favorite trees, but they're going to be far cleaner and have fewer problems than a cottonwood or a willow.
Okay. We need to take a break for the bottom of the hour news. Number to call with your questions, 801-575-8255. You can text us at 57500.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.